Chris Walker is a pastor at the Cathedral of Power International Church in Clermont.
We want our right to say no, and we want it in writing. I should not be sued because I'm preaching what the Holy Scripture talks about.
Walker is working with Representative Scott Plakin of Longwood and Senator Aaron Bean of Fernandina Beach to draft a bill guaranteeing clergy that right.
It's a solution in search of a problem.
Carlos Smith is the governmental affairs manager for Equality Florida, an LGBT rights group. He says the First Amendment already guarantees freedom of religion for clergy members.
That includes refusing to perform wedding ceremonies for interracial couples as well as for gay couples. They can and do refuse people who have different faiths. They can and do refuse people who have been previously married.
For some pastors, the issue isn't so clear. Chris Atwood leads the First Presbyterian Church of Miami. He says he would absolutely serve as a spiritual guide to a same-sex couple, but...
Would I perform that marriage? Not yet. Our church is still in a period of discernment, and I also am confused on the issue, because it seems to me like the Bible very clearly has condemnations of it, but at the same time, I'm sitting in front of two people that seem like they should be married.
Atwood says the issue is high on the agenda at an upcoming retreat of church leaders. I'm Nina Agrawal in Miami.